So since we live our lives on Facebook, I mean, let's be honest, we do. And if you don't have social media, I say good for you. I say good for you. I don't know. I want to think that if I didn't have this job, I wouldn't be on social media as much as I am, but it's such a huge part of doing radio these days. But it's out there. You live on it. And it gets to the point where, you know, you have social etiquette, right? And then now you have social media etiquette. Things you shouldn't do and should do in real life, things you should do and shouldn't do on social media. So what are some Facebook no-nos? Like, for example, I hate vague booking. I hate when someone types, like, their status and it's just, something's coming. Or, when it's over, I guess. And that's it. And then everyone, no, what's wrong, man? What happened, man? Yeah. Also, I hate wounds. I know many times I've scrolled through Facebook and I just see someone's bloody toe or I don't need that. At least give a warning or something. You know, venting is okay, but then when it's just constant drama, So give me some Facebook no-nos. 636-0977. 636-0977.
Politics causes too many fights.
Politics, yeah, no doubt. It's been out of control lately on Facebook. All right, so do you block people or unfriend people because of their politics?
I've had to block a few friends because of politics.
Yeah, me too. And it's not because I disagree with their politics necessarily. I just get tired of hearing about it. All right. Thanks for your call. 97.7 The River. Good morning. It's the Danny Wright Show talking about Facebook no-nos.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about that Facebook, too. I think it's ridiculous when people put on there that they're going away for a vacation for a week. If anyone ever wanted to ransack their house, would know exactly when they're gone.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. I was just talking with somebody the other day about how posting on Facebook that you're on vacation leads you, you know, your door wide open, basically. I kind of feel both sides of it because I love to show people where I'm going on vacation, which is basically always Disneyland. But at the same time, yeah, it is a risk for sure.
Good morning. Are you looking for Facebook no-nos?
Yeah, give me your Facebook no-no.
So this is a big one for me. It's the messages that say, if you're really my friend, you will, you know, copy this and post it on your wall too. It's sort of this test. Who's really reading? Who really cares? I'm always the one that comments, I'm your friend, but I'm not going to do that. It's like a chain letter. It's like vaguely threatening. It's a little chain letter.
It's always like a like 15 paragraphs, too.
Right. Yes.
But ain't nobody got
really
time for that.
They're totally frivolous. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
Hey, The River, give me a Facebook no-no.
My coworkers said, you know, they put all their relationship information on there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I feel like if they're trying to act like they're so happy, you know, and post all these pictures, they're probably not happy, trying to prove it that they are.
Yeah, certainly. There's a difference between being thankful for the things you have and then bragging about it. Typically, if you're bragging about it, you're just trying to reassure yourself. That's been my experience anyway. All right, thanks for your call.
Hey, Danny, it's Steve.
What's up, Steve?
You know, I can't help sometimes responding to what you talk about, but my big Facebook no-no,
yes,
is responding at all.
Okay.
You know, I just don't do it. I mean, I can't. I just don't respond at all. And so, if I do, that's my big no-no.
You're a lurker. That's what they call those people, a lurker.
I get through about 5 words of what somebody's trying to say and move on to the next one because it's just not worth it.
All right, Lurker Steve, that might be your new nickname. We'll see. We'll see if it sticks.
Yeah, call me the Lurker.
Always feel free to check in.
I do. You know I bear no reservation.
That's right. You do it. I can dig it, man. Well, thanks for checking in. Good luck at the doctor.
Sure, buddy. Oh, it's just a foot guy. He's great.
All right, cool.
All right. Good day.
Bye.
Hi, this is Sean. So I don't know if this is still a problem today, but I remember I used to see a lot of messages or comments on Facebook saying, share this with everyone else or else this happens, like, share this with your friends or else your mom dies, or share this with your friends or else your ex or else your wife will leave you, kind of thing. I hate messages like that.
Yeah, like the old school, like, it's weird to say old school, but old, like, chain letters on AOL emails and stuff like that.
Yeah, they came to Facebook later, and I was like, come on, please. I know if I don't share this, nothing's going to happen.
Oh, but do you?
Ooh, yeah.
You're like, I've done it. It's fine. I'm here. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good. My mom's fine.
All right, Sean. Thanks for your call, man.
Thank
I know Susie doesn't like food pictures on Facebook. That's
unless it's your burritos.
Just my burritos? No one else.
Just
is,
yours.
Yeah, no one else's burritos. Back
sushi,
off.
Sushi, because sushi's pretty.
Sushi is pretty. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But what? So what food don't you like then? Like a bowl of cereal?
Oh, any other meal. Yeah, right. A bowl. That's what I make, so.
Here's my grape nuts. So pretty. Hashtag blessed.
I'm going to do that later.